Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Gresh and Keefe.
You know, I said I needed time, and I still think I have a lot of time in front of me, I guess, to make that decision. And I'm going to make sure that I take all that time that I need to make the right one.
Andy Gresh.
I think he's 100% going to retire.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he's done off of that?
Yeah, I think he's done.
Rich Keefe.
Kevin Durant, when he was available before the Warriors, he was linked to be with Al Horford. He loves Marcus Smart. He loves Ime Udoka. And he respects Jason Tatum. There's a lot of things going on here. There's real connections here.
Gresh and Keefe, right now.
With the 53rd pick in the 2022 NBA Draft, the Boston Celtics select J.D. Davison from the University of Alabama.
On WEEI.
There you go. There was the big move last night for the Boston Celtics in the second round. They bring in a 19-year-old from Alabama, J.D. Davison. Boots on the ground at Alabama last year say that he's a college kid. And
take it for what it's worth.
Yeah. I'm sure it... 19 years old, we all react the same way we do as the age
True.
We are right now.
I would expect if you are a fan of the former Maine Red Claws, now the Maine Celtics, I believe is what they're called.
I think so.
You probably see this guy a little bit. He was a high school stud.
Yep.
Then came off the bench for Alabama. He's undersized, but is super athletic and dunk on people and all that. Not a great shooter. Needs to work on his shot. I don't think he's going to take minutes away from Peyton Pritchard this year, but then again, you know, the 53rd pick in the draft, I think unlikely to make a big impact.
Pure project player, a guy with a ton of talent, a ton of ability, who has had some college coaching, averaged about 8.5 points a game, and, you know, in the SEC, that ain't nothing to shake a stick at.
No, coming off the bench like that and actually led the team in assists despite being a bench player, and for being, you know, just over 6 feet tall, he averaged almost 5 rebounds a game, too. So there's stuff to like in there, but, you know, I don't think he's cracking the 10-man rotation, you know, when you look at everybody coming back next year.
And I also saw, I think it was like Channel 5 who put out the tweet, Celtics look to the future. Whoa.
Yeah, no.
Let's slow the roll on that a little bit.
A guy.
They took a guy in the second round because they had a pick.
Right. That's what it is.
I don't know if
they didn't make any trades. Nobody made any deals.
Are you disappointed? Well, and I'm glad you put it that way, because if you just look at it in the vacuum and say, well, the Celtics didn't do anything. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
Other than the Knicks and Oklahoma City went in with 18 first-round picks over the next 7 years, them and the Knicks are the only two teams that really made a deal.
Yeah, the Knicks got rid of Kemba Walker. They're trying to dump that. And it's just the whole thing's
What do you make of that, by the way?
Well, he's done. Right? What do I make of it?
If he wants to come here for $1 million, would you take him?
No.
League minimum?
No, nice guy. Great guy. But no, he's completely toast. Yeah, but there wasn't any big trades. Like, I really want, and we discussed this yesterday, DeJounte Murray from San Antonio. I'm not going to be freaking out that the Celtics didn't get him, because nobody got him. So you don't know what it would take. And maybe the Spurs are going to keep him. It makes sense to keep him. He's a really good player and he's under contract.
Yep.
So they probably should keep him. But yeah, there wasn't any big names swapping teams or anything like that yet. And all the stuff with what's going on with Brooklyn, like Kyrie and Durant, what are the Sixers doing with James Harden, all that stuff, Bradley Beal, nothing. Last night was really just about the guys getting drafted.
Yeah, and that's the now it makes me wonder if, okay, now the dust has settled, the draft has gone down, everybody got who they liked in the draft, in theory, now comes the real roster building.
Yeah.
For Oklahoma City, their roster building last night was through the draft. They get two
bigs,
right? They get two guys who are kind of stretch bigs in a lot of ways. Both of them are thin as rails. Good grief.
Oh, my God. Chet Holmgren.
Chet Holmgren makes John Anderson look like Hulk Hogan.
He really does. He is 7 feet tall.
I look that bad.
Under 200 pounds.
No, but John, you say you don't look that bad. He's 7 feet tall and less than what you weigh, whether you're in the fats or not.
And I don't know, like that's like a frame, too, where I just bulk up. They say that all the time about players. Like, I just put on some weight. It's like, well, some of these guys can. But, like, Jason Tatum, when he came into the league, you could see that if he worked out, like, he would kind of fill out. Like, did Manute Bol put on a lot of weight?
No.
Did some of the, like, Bol, any of these guys put on a lot of weight? Like, I feel like Chet Holmgren's going to be a skinny dude with these, like, dangerous flying elbows his whole career.
The other thing, too, is that, like, say you're doing a bench press, right?
Yeah,
the longer the arms, the tougher the bench press.
Durant couldn't do it once coming out of college. And they do 185, not even 225 like NFL.
So I even wonder for Chet Holmgren, like, I always like to joke about three hots on a cot.
Yeah.
But then again, you get him in the weight room, what's he going to do? Like, you almost have to do...
You don't want
to
break him.
Yeah. You almost have to do resistance training with him. Hey, get to the point to where you can do 1,000 push-ups a day or something like that.
1,000 a day?
I mean, something like that. If you want to get big, you want to work on the muscles, you want to get toned up,
luckily, the game is more perimeter now than it ever was before. So Chet Holmgren...
he's a 7-foot three-point shooter.
Well, 20 years ago, the league would have just swallowed that guy up and he wouldn't have been a player. But
he probably
now
wouldn't have been drafted.
Maybe not. And now you're like, well... There's something there. You can stay on the outside. That's fine.
Well, that's the thing is that people are now willing to accept that. And
like 7 foot wing players. Fine.
He looks weird. But they maybe were the only team in the draft last night who was like, we're going to get three guys in this draft and there's a clear path as to what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it was kind of duds. And now do teams really start to get to work? Now does it become about the superstars? Like, Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, where do they want to go? Yeah, where do they want to end up? Where does DeAndre Ayton end up?
The player option guys are going to have decisions
player
to make.
Option guys?
I think almost all of them are going to opt out with the exception of Russell Westbrook and John Wall because it's so much money and neither of them are the same player, right? We haven't seen Wall in forever, and Westbrook obviously has declined. So they're going to opt in. Everybody else will probably opt out. The Celtics, meanwhile, their big trade player exception runs out next month. Again, they may or may not use it, but if they're going to, they got a few weeks. And so Brad Stevens has to kind of figure something else out. So a little bit of a timetable on that.
Quick text out of the 959. Chet Holmgren makes Tyquan Thornton's wrist look fat.
Well, really does.
Well played, sir.
Tying it all together.
Very well played. Patrice Bergeron is reportedly coming back. Joe McDonald joined us last hour out of the Worcester Telegram and Gazette. He had the nugget that it's looking like a one-year deal for Bergie. He will be coming back. Pierre LeBrun jumped on Joe's report this morning, found out that Don Sweeney's on vacation. The Bergeron camp had nothing to say. Sweeney is away, so when Sweeney gets back, those two will meet. They'll figure it out.
Bergeron's on vacation.
Oh,
not Sweeney.
Oh, sorry, Bergeron on vacation. Yes. Sorry,
Sweeney's working hard.
Yeah, let's hope so. Because
he's crunching the numbers.
Because now he's got a lot of work to do. And John, to your point, like, it's a joke. However, they got $3 million in cap space. I don't think Patrice Bergeron's playing for $3 million bucks.
He's sitting there with his calculator. Foligno, 1.9. Craig Smith, 3.1.
Are you as optimistic as Joe McDonald was? Joe McDonald made it sound like, well, Bergeron, you bring Bergeron back, you maybe get Krejci. They took the Carolina Hurricanes to 7 games. I'm like, yeah, in the first round.
You know what it sounded like? That Joe was kind of saying it without really committing to saying it, is that there's going to be a version of run it back. Like, Joe even left the door open for Krejci.
But with, like, the chance of winning a cup.
Well,
because at first he's like, well, they're a playoff team. And you're like, yeah, all right. And I fully am on board with the hockey playoffs are a crapshoot more so than hockey and baseball more than the other two are. But then there's also, you know, you're watching Colorado and Tampa Bay, and you're like, how close are the Bruins to that?
Well, Tampa, look, they engage in circumventing the salary cap every year. Can they keep doing that?
If you're the Bruins, maybe try it.
Well, that's what I was going to say is I'm surprised more teams haven't done it. And I guess looking at it from Joe's end, let's say, right, was there a massive difference between the Bruins and the Hurricanes? because there wasn't a massive difference between
Carolina
the Hurricanes and the
smoked the next round. Well, but so, like, I don't know if I'm whole, not smoked, but didn't they lose the next round?
Yeah, and no, I thought they went
lost
to
in
six.
Seven.
That's
lost
what I thought.
Seven.
It went to
they
seven
did the home
against
and home
the Rangers.
Thing, and then ultimately
yeah.
they lost at home. They lost in seven, but they lost in the next round.
I think as we even sat going into the playoffs, there wasn't a massive difference between, if you were to just do 1 through 8 in terms of the standings,
yeah.
there wasn't a huge difference. With Carolina, they were very weighted to home. With Tampa, it was which guys are they going to bust out of bubble wrap to play in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, but if we're also talking about the possibility with Bergeron coming back, of maybe somehow David Krejci coming back in for one more year, and you then complete those second lines, you look at Hall, Krejci, Pasta, you slide him down. I know you still got Jake DeBrusque up there. Maybe Jake DeBrusque is a guy that gets punted. Or, you know, maybe Cassidy's like, hey, listen, he's not that bad. I'm friends with the guy. No, I'm talking about Cassidy in Vegas. He's trying to convince them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to make a joke on Jake DeBrusque.
Sorry.
But maybe, but in all seriousness, I wonder if Cassidy is like, hey, we need this piece. We need this piece. Maybe the Bruins have it. The Bruins are willing to part with it to free up some money. And the next thing you know, we're looking at a top two lines that people are fondling themselves
yeah,
over.
It just seems like they have put themselves in a place where they're for sure a playoff team, but they are not a cup contender. It's a fine line in hockey because most of the teams that make the playoffs, you do feel like, I don't know, things go well. They get hot. They could be there. But it's hard to have that kind of faith. And he's like, well, if all these guys are hurt, it's like, well, that's the case every year. Every year,
everybody's got injuries.
Always,
that's why
always.
Your youth matters. And yeah. you know, will youth be served in a way in terms of moving forward with the Bruins, or is it, hey, we're going to save the young guys because we know people are going to get hurt, so keep the cheap labor in Providence, yeah. and we'll bring them up at some point.
I also think Swayman, as much as I like him, is a wild card because we've seen over the last 5 years in hockey, goalies who are rookies. Were really good as a rookie, fall off a cliff the next year, or have a really bad second year. Some of them have maintained that play, but you have no idea. At least with Tuca, whether people were hating on him or loving him, you knew what the level of play was going to be year in and year out.
Who's in front of him? That's really my question. Is if it's the top D pair
the
is there
out there
and they're playing their 20 yeah. to 25 minutes a night, I think he would be okay. 617-779-7937. Heading into the weekend, and of course I know that the 4th of July is right around the corner. Vacation fever is starting to set in for some, I'm sure. But it's also time to, it's a celebration. It'll be a celebration at the Keefe House with a bouncy house this weekend for a 3-year-old birthday party. Michael in Rhode Island has been hanging on to give you bounce house suggestions.
Oh, good.
Michael, go ahead.
Hey, Rich. Last week, I had my 6-year-old's birthday party with the water slide. What you need to do to save the grass, go to the store, get the large floor mats, like doormats with the rubber and the felt on them.
Oh.
Put those down between the pool and the entrance to the bounce house. Grass is in great shape.
Good to know.
What a Michael. Yes. That
oh,
is
that's
a,
smart.
I wish we had something to give him. What a nugget. Like, I wish we had, like, could be like,
that's
oh,
smart.
Here's tickets or whatever.
That is smart.
Michael, thank you, man. And those mats are pretty pretty easy to get.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Is your grass to the point where it needs saving?
It's not great right now.
Or would
it's
you rather? Loop,
or in a drought. Don't you guys know that?
You don't have sprinklers?
Yeah, I do. But yeah, but in our town, you can't run them certain times or whatever. There's like a whole thing.
Wow, you pay attention to that, huh?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm an upstanding member
You're a
of
good,
the society.
Look at you. Yeah,
I'm
what
a rule
good
follower
doobie.
Myself. And I'm like, I don't really care. I don't need the greenest grass. My philosophy is always just don't have the worst lawn in the street. And I don't. It's not the best. It's not the worst. It's always at a nice height. It starts out green as can be. And then as the hot summer goes on, it gets a little less green. But I don't really care. Why, you have like an unbelievable lawn?
No, but, well, I'm also closer to eventually getting rid of like my house than you are.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You got 10 years older, kids will be out soon.
I want next turf. I just want to get all the fake grass.
The guy who owned the house before my wife went in there and bought it, he was a contractor.
Mm.
So our landscaping, we brought the grass up to where the rest of the landscaping is.
Oh,
there are blooms, different things at different times of year.
Jeez.
Different trees bloom at different times in the back, like near
That's
the pool.
Nice.
There's the rose bushes, which come in more towards like July. But in June, we got some other big things that bloom up and make me sneeze like crazy.
Yeah, it's not good. It's more harm than good.
We have one tree that is kind of to the right of the house that sort of blooms at a certain time of year, drops all the petals down. Then it's sort of, I'm telling you, like, I can't keep up with it. It is. Yeah. It's nice. Somebody else did it. I would not have taken time to do any of that stuff. But, yeah, you know what it is? When you get closer to when you're, like, again, we know we're in a certain time period where eventually we're going to be flipping the house. Mm-hmm. So we know that we want it to look pretty dope. When you pull up the cul-de-sac and get to the end.
So we'll sell it in the wintertime. You can't even see the lawn.
See, there you go. Yeah. Here's the other thing, too. If your lawn isn't that good, don't worry about it. Let it wreck it, and then just, you know, scrape it, throw your seed down. There you go. Stand out there. So it's a reason.
They say plant the seed in the fall, though. I don't think it helps in the summer.
Yeah, and it also depends on the sun that you get as well. Yeah. Like, the one thing I've learned about...
burns the hell out of the backyard.
We have a ton of shaded space in our yard.
Gotcha.
So you got to throw down shade seed versus the stuff that can deal with the blaring heat and all that.
Stuff that I'm not looking to do.
Believe it or not, a former co-host of mine has, like, a degree in, like, agricultural
botany.
Something or other. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Gave me great advice over the years on growing grass.
Yeah, my grass ain't great.
That's okay. Yeah. It really is what you put in. And if you don't water it, it ain't going to grow. That's the thing.
That is true.
And just run it at night, by the way.
I know. I heard
do it. And do it. Who's checking at 3 a.m. if you're watering your grass?
Not a priority for me.
Well, there you go. It does cost money. So there is there that. It adds like 10 bucks to the water bill every quarter. Oh, my goodness. The Red Sox are going to open a series in Cleveland tonight. The schedule is going to get tougher, and we like to fashion ourselves as degenerati on this show, hence the primetime parlay, how baseball is porking gamblers.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download.
Gresh and Keith on WEEI.
I'm going to Vegas next week, weekend for another UFC. Do I need to go on a hard target search for Barbara Bell?
Yeah, please do. Bring her back.
How do
Bring her here. She could be sitting here, sing all the intros every segment.
How do I find that specimen?
Well, she lives kind of outside.
There's a call you have to do. Walk to the edge of the desert.
And then just sing this, maybe.
Oh. And then just do my Chewbacca or the
well,
pig?
Well, she was surrounded by a lot of... No, the pig's not going to help you. She was surrounded by aliens at one point. That's how she got on the news originally.
How do I know she's not going to think that isn't like a pig-looking alien? I don't know.
She describes them as like little green guys. Like this, like the kind of the you know what you hear. I don't know if that's true or not, but she's a little tiny green guys.
So I got to kind of
very friendly.
So I got to find a couple of little people working the strip.
Pretty much,
turn them into the Incredible Hulk. Walk them in the desert, and she'll show up.
Spaceships, all that stuff. Yeah, she'll be there.
You think if I drove some little people all painted up green in a big minivan that she would confuse it for a spaceship and might be able to pull it off? I don't know.
I should check her YouTube page, see if she has any new
What's
videos.
Her celebrity net worth? Come on. She's a big star, for God's sakes. Forget us. Boy. Someone said, I bet Miss Bell lives in a trailer. Ryan, how dare you think
that's ridiculous.
That? She lived with Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey wasn't living in a trailer.
So I discovered her on that show. It was like Small Town News or whatever that was on HBO. It was about a real station outside of Las Vegas. And she has like a whole bunch of songs because she would go and pay money to have like green screen. But she would sing originals.
Yeah.
And so there's a bunch on here, but most of them are from a couple of years ago. So.
Well, we know that the Red Sox are heading to Cleveland this weekend as the schedule starts to turn a little bit. And this is from Legal Sports Report. And here we go.
Legal Sports Report?
It's basically...
What is this?
Well, some of it's the business of sports.
Got it.
Some of it is gambling. Some of it is the real, you know, like the legal end of sports, Deshaun Watson, stuff like that, right? Here's the headline. Analysis. MLB is losing trust from the betting community over the mystery ball. So we know that Major League Baseball owns...
Ooh, good point. That's why I've lost all these baseball bets.
There you go!
That's it. Now we're on them.
Now we figure out why the primetime parlay has been very much
parlay
so
never had
up
a
and
chance.
Down.
We don't know what the baseball's made out of. The parlay never had a chance. So take about 15 of those losses, toss them into the trash. What's the deal with the ball?
Well, they're...
Juiced? Not juiced?
Well, that's the problem. They think some of them are, and some of them aren't.
Not fair.
And because it isn't consistent... Like, we now know, good Lord, because of Deflategate, that footballs are only PSI between 12.5 and 13.5, allegedly.
It's a serious matter.
And that the football is the same. So, MLB has a host of authorized gaming partners who are paying big money to use, like, league data, logos, stuff like that. So, in 2019, the juiced ball started flying out of ballparks.
Sure was.
In 2021... There were two balls in play, one juiced, one not. The league later blamed COVID-related manufacturing issues in its Rawlings plant in Costa Rica.
No. Well, they own the balls now, right? Doesn't Major League Baseball own Rawlings?
They own, yeah. So and stop, by the way, shouldn't we ask Major League Baseball to be like, hey, maybe make them in America? It's just something to think about. And it said this year MLB planned to go back to a single deadened ball per a memo that was sent to clubs this winter.
We're back to the dead ball era?
That's right. Oh. However, players are convinced that too has been bungled. So Arizona Diamondbacks reliever Ian Kennedy told USA Today, quote, honestly, I can tell you right now there are two different baseballs still. I'm not an idiot. I've been in baseball my whole life.
You know who would say that?
At the beginning of the year, we were using just one ball. It took the mud better. It was more porous, a rougher feel. The other one is more noticeably different because it's so smooth. I noticed when they started mixing in the old ones last year, it's the same thing this year. Now, there's a guy, Jay Cornegay, who runs the Superbook out in Las Vegas. I do believe that is the one that used to be connected to the Las Vegas Hilton.
All right.
And it was one of the real big ones before everybody started building these giant deals, right? So Jay Cornegay noted that unders were hitting at a higher rate in April And even we noticed that. We said that on this show in terms
unders.
Of betting.
Yeah, yeah. Unders, unders, unders.
So, but there was no real influx of the sharp money because bettors had no idea what was going on. So the Circa Sportsbook manager, a guy named Chris Bennett, says it's been challenging to book MLB totals this year. He said, I noticed early on players are making good contact and the result was a harmless fly ball. I was concerned about taking money on the under, especially overnight before the morning market movement. There was definitely a shift a month ago in batted ball outcomes, and I'm not sure it's entirely due to the weather getting warmer. MLB is doing things with the baseball and not telling the public about it.
You know what they need to do? They need to allow this. So you know how the pitcher, when they walk off the mound, they do like they get checked. So they're like, give me your glove, give me your hat, give me the ball, or whatever. Shouldn't managers or pitchers say, hey, take these two balls, saw them in half. We need to go to the back, saw them both in half, and if they're identical, then shame on me and whatever the penalty is. But if they're different, then we got a real issue on our hands.
We need to do that.
Saw the baseballs in half. So from now on, for people who get foul balls or home runs,
save them.
Save them. And then saw them and see if they all look different on the inside.
It really
is. Crap. Like,
it is. And you know what about the humidors, right? Like all the, hang on here. It was baseball installed humidors in 20 ballparks this year. Now, the reason I bring that up is, isn't it one of those, like, I know they did it in Colorado.
Yeah, because they're trying to cool it. Like, all right, the ball's flying out of here like nobody's business.
Okay, so if that was the one, and there were atmospheric conditions that told you should do it, okay, that's one thing. But 20 are doing it, and not every MLB team is doing it? Like, I would feel like when it comes to the equipment,
yeah, it's dumb.
Why are you farting around with it? It's either everybody or the one exception that can be explained away.
I think the baseball should be the same in every single park, no matter what.
How and
I, even
that?
The humidor thing, I don't think is necessary, because you can also, like, it's not like every stadium is the exact same, you know, what would you call it? Like dimensions.
Dimensions, yeah.
Because, okay, there's thinner air in Colorado. Okay, great. Then, like, move the fences back. Or, like, there are ways around it, I would think. But as long, just have the baseball be uniform. And then you wouldn't have these complaints. And the pitchers, like you said, aren't dumb. And then they were the ones that were getting in trouble last year because they were trying to grip the ball with all these different ways that weren't legal to do.
Mm-hmm.
Then they were kind of changing how they were cracking down on those guys during the season. So what a ridiculous issue to even have. Nobody's talking about, like, oh, this basketball is different than this basketball. Yeah, it's the same basketball.
It makes no sense.
But now the baseballs are all different.
So I don't know if you heard about muddying the baseball. Well, I know we did not touch on it in this show.
Just so
I'm going to read this. To add yet another layer of complexity, Major League Baseball in June asked teams to adhere to a uniform muddying technique for baseballs. Muddying is the process of removing gloss from new baseballs to give pitchers a better grip. MLB is hoping that the standardizing, handling, and storage will improve the consistency of the baseballs. The implication, of course, is that players are noticing baseballs stored and prepared in different ways rather than different balls themselves. I remember being told stories back in the day before the NFL cracked down on it. They would take footballs and literally run them through the clothes dryer let them go in there and get scuffed up. And then
nobody wants a new one.
No.
You can't play with that.
The sheen on it, you can't catch it. The other thing, too, is that there's a reason that you see kickers, when they get the football, they're pressing on the top of that thing and trying to turn it into a
soccer
ball.
Everybody hates a new one.
Yep. They hate it. But Major League Baseball has, no pun intended, kind of muddied this up a little bit. And remember, Rob Manfred was one of those guys who wanted the – remember when there was talk in gambling of the – integrity fee, which is just another way for baseball to get money. But clearly they've been messing around with the baseballs. We've known it. But, like, honest to God, I didn't know that they sent a memo out saying, here's how you muddy the balls.
Yeah, muddy them up. You want a Keefspiracy theory?
I would love one.
Has Michael Wacha gotten a dead ball every time he's pitched this year?
Ooh.
Because think about it. He has pitched so well. And if there's two different types of baseballs being distributed throughout the game, has he just been kind of fortunate to get the one that doesn't fly as far?
That's a great point. And
some
right.
of these guys that have big swings one way or the other.
Martin Perez, really?
Really? He's got a lot of dead balls, is what it looks like.
I mean, and he pitches half of the year in a ballpark where they all over the place.
Now, again, if they're kind of putting these out there all the time, eventually the odds would be in your favor to, you know, maybe be 50-50 at some mm-hmm. point, but I don't know. This guy's pitched so above his level that you almost wonder what the hell's going on.
Well, do you wonder about Nick Pivetta as well a little bit? Because Pivetta's had a hell of a run, and that the
sucked in April.
Strikeouts. I mean, he's been K-ing people left and right.
True. Now, like Fleming said earlier, you did see glimpses of it with Pivetta last mm-hmm. year, and he's been able to put it together after April this month or this year. Whereas Waka, you really thought he was done. You're like, all right, his best is behind him. But he's been fantastic. They're both pitching like all-stars.
And by the way, this is the start of a 9-game road trip for the Red Sox where they'll play 3 in Cleveland, then it's 3 in Toronto, and then next Friday they start a series in Chicago. By the way, 1:20 pregame according to ESPN. I hope they got their times right on here.
Is that right?
It's a Friday, July 1st. It says it's a 2:20 start, but I don't know. ESPN has been wrong before.
So we're out a little early on that July 1st?
I guess so. I don't know. John, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, but this is pretty. The Red Sox just got over that bad stretch. Or by bad stretch, I mean a stretch of bad teams.
Yep.
Where between now and the All-Star break, it'll be interesting what their record is because it's Cleveland, Toronto, Chicago, and then a million games with Tampa Bay and New York.
That's what I was getting to.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that after Chicago, you come home, 3 Tampa, 4 New York, and then it's on the road for 4 at Tampa, and then the 3 in New York.
So when it comes to the trade deadline, you'll hitting the break for a little bit, you'll know exactly where you're at. I would anticipate them still being one of the 3 wild card teams somewhere in there because the Guardians have sort of played themselves into it. So it seems like there's very clearly one team in the AL West.
Yep.
There's 2 in the Central and there's 4 in the East.
Mm-hmm.
So basically one of those teams is going to get squeezed out of the playoffs.
Yeah, 2:20 first pitch at the Cubs on Friday, July 1st. Look at that.
All right, well, twist my arm.
It'll be a tough one, right? Early. Yeah, you'll be out a little early. But you're right in terms of, now look, have you given up on the AL East?
Yes.
Yeah, I have too.
Yeah, the Yankees are ridiculous. The Yankees are ridiculous. By the way, Aaron Judge did settle on his arbitration at $19
million. Oh, he did?
Yeah,
okay.
Rosenthal had that.
Okay, because I know they offered it to him, and Will had brought it up earlier when we talked to him. And
no, but they're ridiculous, and I don't know what it is. I'm not saying they're going to win the World Series. They probably won't. How many times do you see the team that has the unbelievable regular season, like mm-hmm. the year the Mariners won like 120 games, and then they got boop, see you later.
You know, it's really funny that you mentioned that, because I think the Yankees are just like a frog hair behind that team in terms
pace
of pace.
Crazy. Yeah.
Where they won, did they win 114,
maybe?
I was going to say 13, 14, 15, right in that neighborhood.
It was a ton, but yeah, I would say the division's done. I know there's a lot of baseball left, but, I mean, you would need to both get really hot. You'd have to have them get cold.
The Yankees, as of a couple days ago, were on pace to finish with a record of 121-41.
Jesus.
How much has to go right, though, when you really think about putting up a number like that?
The really good Mariners team was 0-1, and they won 116. And then they lost in the ALCS in 5 games.
Do you know what the Yankee win total for the season was before it started?
Was it 94?
A little lower, 91.5.
Oh, so, man, they're going to blow by that.
So as of a couple days ago, they could have gone 11. So on July 21st, they're 50-17, which means they could go 11 games under 500, 42-53, and still hit the over.
That's insane.
It really is.
Yeah, I think they're done. So it's really all just about the wild card. And just because I looked it up, so Seattle won 116 games in 01, and they haven't been to the playoffs since.
Wow.
Even as a wild card, they haven't made the playoffs in 20 years.
That's really ridiculous when you think about it. The Yankees are on some kind of heater. And, you know, if you're Brian Cashman, it's like, all right, what do we add to the roster? We're so good right now. We don't want to, like, you don't want to disrupt anything.
True. But if it might be Aaron Judge's last year in New York, you kind of have to go all in.
Well,
now maybe all in is just getting healthy.
I was just going to say,
keep, like, I mean, that team is so good right
what
now.
What does that mean?
What are you going to do?
Well, how, what is all in for them?
They seem to be all in.
They've spent a ton of money. They're hot as a pistol right now. And Tampa Bay is definitely sliding back a little bit. Now, in terms of the Major League Baseball standings, the I almost called them the Cleveland Cadavers, the Cleveland Cavaliers.
The Guardians.
But the Cleveland Guardians have played great baseball as of late. And when you go to the standings and check out the wild card, that's a team that is now a factor in terms of of Cleveland.
They're right there. They could win their division. I think they're tied right now, aren't they?
That's the other thing, too, is that they're tied with the Twins. The Twins, it looks like, have played a handful more games than Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Twins are 39-32, Cleveland 36-29, but by win percentage, right now the Guardians are first in that AL Central. And I don't know what it is. Cleveland, that's a team I have much more respect for than Minnesota.
No, Minnesota is a team that gets to the playoffs seemingly every year and loses in the first round every year.
Yeah,
they never, ever win.
How do they get to the playoffs? That's the thing I don't get.
I don't know what it
is. And I know they got Correa. Like, they have a guy who offensively can get hot enough to maybe win a series for you. But this will be, I think this is bigger for Cleveland, obviously, than Boston, especially in terms of the way the standings are sort of set up right now. But if you're Cleveland, you got to be looking at them and being like, okay, if that's one of the teams we got to beat, how do we do it? How do we get there? So I wonder if Cleveland comes away from this weekend with a little more intel as to what they got to do at the deadline versus where the Red Sox are at, because you're in the position of having one of those spots and everybody's needs are different.
Clearly. Yeah, they're also just going to jumble guys around, too, if you're the Red Sox, and figure out who's the five-man rotation, who are you going to have? Because then even come playoff time, one of those guys is also going to go to the pen, right? Nobody has a five-man rotation. So those are some of the things that they got to tinker with, see who's healthy. And then also, I think the leadoff spot is still probably up for grabs. I like Jaron Duran. Now, I know he also won't be in the Toronto series, but Jaron Duran's been pretty good. I wonder if he has kind of any kind of long-term status.
Aren't we in like a decade now of the last time the Red Sox had a leadoff hitter that was worth a damn was the 1 year Jacoby Ellsbury hit a bunch of home runs out of nowhere.
Well, no, Mookie Betts was a really good leadoff hitter, and then they would start to tinker with him because he had so much power.
Well, but he shouldn't have been a leadoff hitter.
Coco Crisp. Wasn't he Damon's replacement?
I think
didn't
so.
They go to Crisp
didn't they get him from
Ellsbury?
Oakland? Or I know he played for Oakland for a while.
He did, but he was in Cleveland for a while, too. I think he might have gone Cleveland.
Did they sign him?
Oakland.
I'm trying to remember now.
I think they signed Coco.
He went around the league. A cereal company really dropped the ball by not getting involved with Coco.
No, he was involved, I think.
He tried to.
I think he might have. Yeah, he was in Cleveland, then Boston, then Kansas City, then Oakland.
If Flutie can have a cereal, if Marshy can have a cereal, a guy with the last name of Crisp should have had a cereal.
That's true. I got to get my hands on some of that Marshawn cereal.
Do you really?
Give it a shot. Not a big box, just a little, maybe like a...
Do you have a price point in mind? You won't go over $5 or something?
If they want to drop some off at the station, that'd be nice.
There you go. You got something, brings it home next.
Original.
W-E-E-I. W-E-E-I.
New England Sports Original.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now, more of Gresh and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Oh, the anticipation of getting out of here. John and Billy are standing up. I'm figuring out how quick I can get the Mohegan for Bellator tonight.
You know what Billy and I were just discussing?
What's
no,
that?
I don't. I have no idea.
How many times you went to the bathroom today?
Do the read first, Gresh.
Oh, I was going to say. Time for You Got Something, brought to you by Unified Office. If you run a business, you know the rough impact the labor shortage can have on your customer's phone experience. Unified Office specializes in keeping businesses from losing incoming customer calls and revenue. Learn more at unifiedoffice.com.
So we looked up at the TV and an odd topic was being discussed, and Billy looked at me and he said, you know, we're into summer radio now. It has arrived. And I was telling him how one of the summers that I was listening to the radio a lot at some horrible internship I did that made me want to work in radio was when the kid got eaten by the alligator at Disney. And it was all that was discussed on the radio. And Billy asked me if I remembered when the kid got, the kid, quote unquote, got taken away by the balloon in 2011.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
I didn't realize that was being discussed on sports radio
you
at the time.
Better believe it.
It was my former employer. We were fairly new to the game. And this came
balloon
out, and it was just, we were literally glued to the TV because we all thought he was in the goddamn balloon.
That was a big deal. That was a big deal.
My first journalism class in college, the first day, they pulled up that CNN news report and showed it to us.
Balloon boy.
Who's the lightest of the four of us? It's either you or John.
It's me.
How many balloons would it take to get John off the ground?
Sounds like a challenge.
Yeah, I think we can do it.
I think we need a helium tank.
I think the special event at your daughter's birthday party on Sunday.
Fly John to the moon.
Fly John, see how high he goes.
Gotta hang on tight.
Just keep Mac adding balloons until we just get a little. Just all we need to do, we don't have to have them soaring.
Oh, Mac and Ghoul have the video of it all. I can only imagine.
Seen him do it with Hasbulla. It took about two dozen balloons to get him off the ground.
I love Hasbulla.
Yeah, I'm all in.
Instagram, all that stuff. Oh my god, him driving a car.
So people who don't know who Hasbulla is.
Oh, Hasbulla is a
little person.
He's a little person from Russia who is friend of Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Yep.
One of the best MMA fighters who ever lived. And he has a noted disease that makes him, I mean, like, there are little people, then they're
he's tiny.
This guy looks like a normal person that was just put in a dryer and they shrunk him.
Looks like a 5-year-old.
Yeah, he does.
Your 3-year-old god is probably his height.
Probably.
My wife thinks he's
a
baby.
He'll run up and punch you.
She's convinced, he'll run up and punch you in the balls.
Yeah, he's chippy. And I don't blame him, too, because he's lived a life of probably people just picking him up and thinking he was a doll and stuff like that.
Yeah, forget that.
Boom, and he drops you.
But yeah, he holds onto enough balloons and he's gone.
He is.
You got to be worried about that.
Billy, you got something.
I really don't. Like, I thought I had something.
That's okay.
I thought I had something because I thought it was the anniversary of Austin 316.
Oh.
But that turned out that was yesterday.
Yeah.
But the other thing today, because when I really don't have nothing, I do the whole on this date thing.
Oh, yeah. I love it on this.
30 years ago, Shaq got drafted.
Oh, wow. There you go.
30-0.
Big Shaq Diesel.
And then a year later, What's Up Doc with the Fushnikins came out. Awesome song.
Is this his son that I'm seeing on Twitter right now who just committed to play for the Lakers G League team?
No, that's Scottie Pippen's son. Scottie Pippen Jr. went to Vanderbilt. I was kind of surprised.
No, the last name was O'Neal.
Oh, so Scottie Pippen's son also joined the Lakers.
I don't think any of my kids are playing anything.
Is that Shaq?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I think his son's playing. Shaq. His son had a hot issue, but
is
I think
Sharif
he got that.
O'Neal? Is that
Sharif,
his name?
Yeah,
Sharif O'Neal. He's going to the Lakers also?
G League affiliate.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, because Scottie Pippen's kid signed with the Summer League team, so see if he can make the team out
Scottie Pippen should do audiobooks. Did you ever hear that guy talk?
I think I should. Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful. Scottie Pippen's voice is amazing.
During the last ride.
John, you got anything?
Yeah, so one Bruins angle that I wanted to hit on quickly. And so, you know, there's a few steps that maybe need to happen before we get to this point. But it involves Fabian Lysell, the only Bruins prospect who is probably his ceiling is actually being a top six forward in the NHL. What I would like to happen with him, and like I said, a couple things need to happen, because I think you're either getting David Krejci or Nazem Kadri to be your, I think they should be the top line center with Hall and Pasternak. Part of this, it has to do with the whole beginning of the season situation with all the injuries. I think Patrice Bergeron and Fabian Lysell should be on a line together, much like back in the day you had Recchi, Bergeron, Marchand, and then the year or two after that you had Sagan, Marchand, Bergeron aligned together. I think that would be the best way to get him sort of up to speed and get him kickstarted as maybe a top six forward.
It is something to consider. Keith, you got anything?
So hopefully I have time this weekend to see a new movie that came out today called The Black Phone. I know you're not a movie guy, Gresh, but for the people who are, this thing looks terrifying. It's a horror movie starring Ethan Hawke. It looks like he might be abducting kids or something, and he's got a crazy mask. The mask itself is scary, and then it also, like, changes. It's got, like, a really weird face on it. Hopefully, I know I got a lot of time committed to a 3-year-old birthday party coming up,
But if I could squeeze away for 2 hours, I'm going to see The Black Phone, and then I can discuss it on Monday a little bit as well.
Well, you will be discussing it on Monday with Fitzy, because I will not be here because phase two of the dental work on Monday.
How many phases is this?
I think it's four.
Like Marvel.
And I think this one is, they say this one will be bad, but they didn't guarantee that phase it wasn't bad. The worst.
It probably gets progressively worse. That'd
I'm starting to wonder. Yeah. So anyway, my bridge has been messed up, and I got the tooth, and everything got infected. Blah blah.
Lord of the Rings.
We getting photos. Send some photos along?
They're cutting the bridge off, so I will. So I will send the bottom without the bridge. I'll send that photo. However, I will be there for 5.5 hours.
That's insane.
Is that an estimate?
No, nope.
They literally they take them five and a half hours.
You're bringing a Comrex unit down there, and we're putting you up on the board.
I'm in at noon, and they moved lunch, because that was the big thing when I booked this, is which way they were moving
lunch.
You
can't just move lunch.
I don't think you can.
You're
moving,
instead of doing it from 1 to 2, they're doing it from, I guess, 11 to noon, because it's all hands on deck
so
to get my face in there and apparently hack me up.
You got to have your mouth open this whole time? Isn't that going to mess up your jaw?
I think there's some of that. Yeah, I'm still working Tuesday, so we'll find out. It'd be a complete miserable
You'll be
thing.
Off all of next week.
No, I won't.
Sounds
I'm
pretty
not.
Over under 0.5 shows Gresh does next week, Keith.
Well, I have Monday, Friday off anyway. No, I'll be there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh, right, you're already out, too.
I do think we should be able to do, like, live check-ins with your dentist, though.
He's, like, 77 years old.
Okay.
He's also an endodontist, too.
So he has a landline.
There's no way he can do...
Connect him on the Opal.
That's it. Does Opal work?
Yeah.
So some of the people we have on our show can't. Yeah, right.
Every week.
And nobody else can figure it out.
One guest who does it.
John and Billy produced it. If something went wrong, blame them. Pray for me, people. Pray for me that I'll be able to survive
through
Monday's five and a half hour. You know what I mean? Get some whiskey stingy on the gingy. There we go.
For sure.
Merlone, Fourier, and Mego are next. It'll be Keith and Fitzy and maybe a little bit of me on Monday. Have a great weekend. We'll see you then.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.